heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Green Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling says, it's been a pleasure serving you this past year. A new year is a time for happiness, to look forward to the future. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. So this year, do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember to drive defensively, courteously, and soberly. Make this season a safe time of year. If you must have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. Brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. On the air, because they care, wishing you and your family a safe new year.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to have open lines, so if you'd like to call in, my number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But I just want to briefly cover what's going to be happening in America. And, of course, everybody is excited. We're going to have a new president. He's going to bring change. He's bringing some people into government in key positions, like Leon Panetta in the Central Intelligence Agency. And certainly one of the most unscrupulous and dishonest politicians when he was a congressman. I know I ran against him for Congress back in, I guess, 1988. And we knew a lot about Panetta at that time. And he had such a bad reputation in Congress that no Republican would shake hands with him simply because of his blatant dishonesty. This is the man who's going to head the Central Intelligence Agency. But let me just read briefly from probably the single most important book in my library. It's called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It was written by Professor Quigley. If you have not read it, you really need to get a copy, because Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor. Professor Quigley was a liberal. He was part of the whole liberal establishment and associated with the secret society that runs America, although not himself a member. He was totally in sympathy with the objectives of the organization. At that time, it was the Council on Foreign Relations, the dominant organization in America. Subsequently, it's become the Trilateral Commission, which, according to Barry Goldwater in his book With No Apologies, the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to seize control of the government of the United States, and then basically using that as a base to seize control of the governments of all the rest of the world. And as he concludes his book, or at least his chapter on this, and these people will rule the future, the Trilateral Commission, the Trilateralists will rule the future, and they do. They were organized in 1973. By 1976, in 1977, with the advent of Jimmy Carter in the presidency, why, the Trilateralists gained control of the government. There are only about 120 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and yet about 30 of them were in the Carter administration. But they were in the Reagan administration. In fact, Ronald Reagan, who ran against the Trilateral Commission and openly criticized them, actually eventually invited them to the White House for a meeting. And, of course, his vice president, George Herbert Walker Bush, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and he became president. And then he was replaced by Bill Clinton, who was a member of the Trilateral Commission, who was replaced by George W. Bush, whose vice president, Dick Cheney, was one of the leaders of the Trilateral Commission. And Cheney really ran the government. George Bush was simply a figurehead, not even a very convincing figurehead, but sort of a likable guy, bumbling a little bit, but he professed to be a born-again Christian. Only at the end of his term in office did he admit that he really didn't believe in the Bible. He thought it had a lot of good stories in it, but he didn't believe it was infallible to the Word of God. And we all worship the same God, you know. The Muslims worship the same God that the Christians do. All gods are the same, and that's not Christianity. But he snookered the Christians, but then, of course, he was well coached by the people in the Trilateral Commission. Well, now, right now, we're going to have a new administration coming in. Well, over a million people are going to Washington, D.C. to see the inauguration of Barack Obama as the President of the United States, and he's promised to bring change. But let me go back and quote what Professor Quigley wrote on page 866 of his book. He wrote this: in the 20th century, the expert will replace the industrial tycoon in control of the economic system, even as he will replace the democratic voter in control of the political system. This is because planning will replace laissez-faire. And then he went on to write on page 1247 and 1248, the chief problem of American political life for a long time has been how to make the two congressional parties more national and international. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical, so the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shift in policy. So, are we getting in a new administration, or are we simply getting in a rehash of the old administration? Well, as we pointed out in the past, there is an invisible government. It works through about 5,000 people. They're the members of the Group of 30. There are 30 people there. Then there's a membership in the Trilateral Commission. They've got about 100 members of the North American chapter. The Bilderbergers have about 160 members, but probably only 20 or 30 of those are permanent members. And then, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations has somewhat over 4,000 members, and they are the people who rule the country. And it doesn't matter whether the Democrats are there or the Republicans. So let's go through the list of the people that we know are going to be in the Clinton administration, and we've arranged them alphabetically. There's Admiral Dennis Blair. He's going to be the chief of intelligence. He'll be over Leon Panetta, over the FBI, over the NSA, over all intelligence agencies. He's currently a member of the Trilateral Commission. Why is that important? Because they're dedicated to controlling our government. They're dedicated to the destruction of our sovereignty. They're dedicated to the establishment of a world government. They are a subversive organization. And yet the people will swear an oath to uphold our Constitution, which they hate and despise, because their goal is to establish a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and install a one-world leader. That is why the logo of the Trilateral Commission, you can see it at trilateral.org up on the Internet, trilateral.org, and it's a circle made up of three arrows. And if you look very closely at the inner part of the arrow, you can almost imagine it's a six. But they're joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross, the emblem of the destruction of Christianity, because that's what it's about. Now, then, of course, there's Hillary Clinton. She's going to be the Secretary of State. She isn't a member of any of the organizations, but her husband belonged to the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations. Give us a call at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd love to get your views on what we're talking about.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we were just going through the list of appointees of Obama. Now, he is apparently taking some people from the Trilateral Commission. They're the same ones who controlled all the previous administrations. Well, I thought we were going to have change. Well, we started out talking about, of course, the people in key positions in the Obama administration, Admiral Dennis Blair, the Chief of Intelligence, over all the intelligence agencies. He comes from the current members of the Trilateral Commission. Hillary Clinton isn't a member of the organizations, but her husband belonged to the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers. Tom Daschle, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, currently a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he attended the Bilderberger meeting that was held in June of 2008 in Virginia. Then there's Robert Gates. He's the Secretary of Defense and the former director of the CIA. Is a current member of the Council on Foreign Relations. There's Timothy Geithner. He's the Secretary of Treasury. He, of course, is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York City and one of the primary architects of the current financial collapse that we're seeing. And he created this along with, certainly with Paul, the current Secretary of the State, Henry Paulson, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderbergers, and Ben Bernanke, Bilderberger. And then, of course, Timothy Geithner is a member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, attended the June Bilderberger meeting. He's a member of the Group of 30. And incidentally, the Group of 30 really runs the finances of the world. Six of them, at least, come from the Trilateral Commission. Then there's the National Security Advisor, James L. Jones. He's a current member of the Trilateral Commission. Jane Napolitano, she's the head of the Office of Homeland Security. She's a member of the CFR. Peter Orczyk, head of the Office of Management. He's a member of the CFR. Susan Rice, U.N. Ambassador. She's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. Bill Richardson, well, he withdrew his nomination as Secretary of the Commerce, but he's a current member of the CFR. Eric Sinsiski, he's head of the Department of Veterans Affairs, member of the CFR. Lawrence Summers, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, he's a member of the CFR, the Group of 30, and he's attended the Bilderberger meetings on a regular basis. Paul Volcker, the Special Economic Advisor to the President, he's the honorary North American chairman and former chairman of the North American Group of the Trilateral Commission. He's a current member of the CFR. He's chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Group of 30, and He's attended the Bilderberger meetings in the past. Now, what about the State Department? They always control the State Department. Will they control our incoming State Department under Hillary Clinton? Well, the Deputy Secretary of the State, now that's the number two person that's in the State Department, who already run this, you know, Hillary will be out traveling throughout the world, but the person who really runs the State Department, the Deputy Secretary, his name is James Steinberg, and he just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. He's attended a couple of Bilderberger meetings. Eight people have been suggested for key positions in the State Department. William Burns, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Kurt M. Campbell, member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. Dennis Ross, member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. Daniel Kurtzig, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Richard Haass, member of the Trilateral Commission, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a regular attendee at Bilderberger meetings. Richard Holbrooke, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberger. So of the nine people we know of are going to be in the State Department, four of them come from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and the first seven of them come from the list of the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission. Do you really think we're going to get change? Or was Professor Quigley right? Why, we want the people to go to the polls every 4 years so they can throw the rascals out, but nothing changes. And that's what it's really all about. You have to understand the media is under control. They have access to the same information that you do or I do. We're putting together a membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Group of 30 with information about them, and that'll be available. You can order that through Radio Liberty. I think it'll be about $19.95. But it's a handy thing to have so you can check out all the facts, and of course we'll try to keep it updating it as new information comes along. But there's an elite that rules our country, but they can't let you common people know that. I mean, because you might understand the democratic process has been corrupted, that the subversive organizations control the United States. Why are they subversive? Because their goal is the destruction of our sovereignty, the destruction of our Constitution, and merging us into a world government. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to carry that out. That is why we have our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world today. That is why we have over 700 foreign bases. That's why the United States Army is still occupying Germany and Central Europe 60 years after the Second World War ended, and Korea and Japan 60 years after the Second World War ended, and certainly South Korea 50 years after the Korean War ended, 54 years after it ended. That's why we have our troops stationed all throughout the world, so we can use our military power to force those governments to go along with our plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Currency, and the New World Religion, because all of this has to do with the destruction of Christianity. That is why they planted their people on the Supreme Court to take God and prayer and, of course, the Ten Commandments out of our schools, to raise people with no sense of morality or right and wrong, who will act like animals, and then we're surprised when they act like animals. We tell them they're animals. There is no right, there is no wrong. You determine what's right and wrong. And then we see corruption at every level of our government. And of course, it involves people like Bill Clinton, who recently got a $500,000 for giving a speech that he never gave. $500,000 for giving a speech you never gave? Boy, I wish I could get that. I could, get the radio stations all across America and get the people informed. But, of course, Bill Clinton is simply being rewarded for services rendered, just as he got a contract. I think he got $10 million in advance for writing a book. Hillary got $8 million in advance for writing a book. The Pope only got $8 million for writing a book. Is Bill Clinton far more important to the Pope? Yes. I mean, he is a member of the elite, and he, of course, directed America, and he directed it very well. He transferred our technology our missile technology to the communists in China so that they can begin building their missiles so that when the war comes, the nuclear war comes, and it is coming, ladies and gentlemen, that their missiles will be able to strike our major cities. Why would that happen? Why hasn't he been tried for treason, for transferring our technology, our missile technology, to the Chinese communists? Because the people who run our government are all in on it. No, I'm not suggesting the average member of Congress really understands, the average member of the Senate does, but many of them are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and you'll see them attending the meetings on a regular basis. But, of course, the people that I've mentioned today, the Tom Daschles of the world and the Paul Volckers and the Bill Richardsons and the General Jones, four-star Marine general, he's going to be the chief advisor to the president. He comes from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 120 members of the Trilateral Commission in North America, and including Canada and Mexico and the United States. And yet, how many of them will be on the cabinet? How many of them will be in the State Department? How many of them will be chief advisors to the new president who promises to bring us change? He was installed there. And we know that. Of course, his picture was repeatedly on the cover of Time magazine, I think six times last year. Six times. How many people have ever had their picture on the front of Time magazine six times in a single year? Only Barack Obama, because he's very important. And, of course, they timed the economic collapse to be sure that, of course, he would get the full benefit as the economy was collapsing. Why, of course, people would certainly not want to have John McCain, who's part of the establishment there in Washington, D.C., and closely affiliated with George Bush, voted with him 92% of the time. We certainly don't want to have continued George Bush's policies, but I can assure you that Barack Obama will continue George Bush's policies. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. We don't have anything planned this morning, but I just brought down a few of my notes. What I've read to you will be in my December newsletter, which hopefully we'll have out very soon. And you can read my November newsletter, a very important newsletter, at RadioLiberty.com. It's on the financial elite. It's how they've intentionally created this whole economic crisis. This didn't happen by just chance. It was a wonderful opportunity for the most massive transfer of wealth in the history of the world, transferring the wealth of the poor and the middle class in the United States to the extremely wealthy. And, of course, eventually it's going to result in the destruction of our currency and the impoverishment of our people, but not just of the American people. This is a worldwide phenomenon. If you contemplate how they've done it, it's the most clever scam in the world. They've wanted to destroy the economy of every nation. Why would they want to do that? Well, because out of the chaos that is coming throughout the world and here in the United States will come a call for a one-world government. Henry Kissinger was recently on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and he was talking about how this is a wonderful opportunity to bring about a world government, and you will find that many people affiliated with the occult. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Henry Kissinger is affiliated with the occult. Frequent visitor at La Baca Grande right there in Colorado, aware, of course, the shamans and the witch doctors and the people, the mediums and the fortune tellers and the people affiliated with the occult from all over the world meet there at La Baca Grande, at least they have in the past, and Henry Kissinger and Robert McNamara, who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never to win the war, and David Rockefeller, members or at least attending La Baca Grande to get there on their spiritual life in order. And when you understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, only then, of course, you can begin to understand what's really going on today. Because although we can talk about the political and we can talk about the financial, and all of these things are important, we cannot talk about it intelligently without pointing out the There are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing everything that is going on today, moving us towards the establishment of a one-world government with a one-world leader. And if you read the occult literature, as I do, they are extremely excited that we are approaching the time when, of course, this new world leader is coming. And, of course, they feel this will be the Maitreya of the Buddhist, the Krishna of the Hindu, the Imam Mahdi of the Muslim, the Messiah of the Jews, and, of course, the Christ of the Christians. But it is the Christ. It is not Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is their Lord, of course, and he is a manifestation. All of these are manifestation of the ancient Luciferian concept that there is another God, far more powerful than the God of the Bible, who will one day rule the world. And if you read their writings, you read the Gnostic writings, and you need to study Gnosticism, at least be acquainted with the Gnostic belief of two gods. And we hear a lot of people talking about God. They worship God, but they worship a different God. They worship the God that they believe is the God of all people. I mean, that's what George Bush says. We've just got one God. Everybody worships the same God. Well, he may worship that God, but that's not the God of the Bible. That is, of course, the God of the Gnostics. And, of course, the God of the Bible is unique and says that, you know, I am the way and the truth and the light, and no man cometh unto the Father but through me. Well, when we get back, give us a call. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We're living in terrible time, exciting time, wonderful time. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jenkins, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Food Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and who do we have on the line?
Hello, Dr. Stan.
Hi, who's this?
This is Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. I was reading the newspaper this morning, and I read a story about an engineer who was, I believe, 39 years old, was moving his family from California to Denver, and he was just saying that he just couldn't live there anymore. A matter of quality of life and traffic and taxes and just a breakdown there. And I'm wondering, I'm hearing a lot about a budget shortfall there as far as there being enough money to go around. We of course know they haven't saved any money for a rainy day. But tell me, do you have any idea where the state of California is going to be in the next few years, and what effect that'll have on the rest of the nation? If you would, please, I'll hang up and listen to your answer, sir.
All right, fine. Well, first of all, I've lived in California most of my life. I lived for a time in Africa. I lived for a time in Europe, but most of the time I've lived in Northern California. I've lived here in Santa Cruz since 1955, with sojourns, of course, in Africa. And before that, I lived in Europe for several years. But California is facing a $40 billion deficit going through through the year 2010. And of course, certainly our property tax going to the state is falling, our sales tax is falling, gasoline tax is falling. I mean, California has been just pumping out money like it was going out of style. And of course, part of this is the fault of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's being groomed for the presidency, actually before he was allowed to run for the governorship here in California, why Warren Buffett, who is part of this Brotherhood of Darkness group, took Arnold over to visit with Lord Rothschild. He got a clearance from Lord Rothschild. And then they permitted Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for the governor of the state of California. Why? Well, because California, if it were an independent country, would be the eighth largest economy in the world. We used to be sixth largest, but of course China has come in there. So, and now we are the eighth largest economy in the world. As a country, why we would be the eighth largest or most significant nation in the world. And so California is really key, and they weren't going to allow anybody to become president here who is not under the control of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, Lord Rothschild, the Rockefellers, are the elite of the world, of course, all deeply involved in the occult, called the Toons. And so they let Arnold come in. When he arrived, we were running a budget of about $92, $94 billion a year. And 4 years later, we were running and, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger came in the name of course, getting fiscal responsibility. To his credit, he tried to get a lot of the legislation through, and, of course, he met opposition. The media was against him. The unions were against him. He failed. So he went then, did a complete flip-flop, favored increased spending, and, of course, this last year, our budget was $140 billion. And it went from about $95 to $140 billion there in a period of 4 or 5 years. Massive spending. I mean, the legislature, which is under the control of the Democrats, never saw a spending program they didn't like. And they've got all sorts of programs, for retired people who've been in the legislative assembly or the Senate. And when they get voted out of office, they get a job at $150,000 a year, and they attend a meeting a couple of times a month, and that's it. $150,000 a year for attending an occasional meeting? But this is the way the system works. Well, it was a good thing that we're having the problem, because we've got to cut back on government, and they're going to have to cut back on a lot of government programs. Fortunately, we have Proposition 13 here in California, which means they can't raise the property taxes. Otherwise, they'd just tax us out of our homes. I couldn't afford to live in the home I live in today. If it weren't for Proposition 13 limiting the taxes, on homes here in California. And this is what you've got to do in every state is of course, limit the ability of the government to tax, because the politicians will tax and tax and spend and spend and tax and tax and spend and spend and get great benefits for themselves and health care for themselves and pensions for themselves, and they really don't care about the individual. Though they talk about, oh, we're so concerned about the individual, but it's really all about power. Well, we got a real problem here in California, because we, first of all, are fiscally bankrupt. We're facing a $40 billion shortage here by the year 2010. That's this year and next year. They've got to do something and do it quickly. And of course, the Democrats decided we have a legislation here in California put into the Constitution that you can't raise taxes without a two-thirds vote of the Assembly and the House. Now, of course, the Democrats control, but they don't have a two-thirds majority. So they have to get, you know, a bribe or threaten some of the Republicans to come over and help them, and they haven't been able to do that. The Republicans are holding strong, and to their credit, they have refused to raise taxes. Democrats want to raise taxes and raise taxes and raise taxes, and Republicans won't let them do it. So the Constitution says you can't raise taxes. Democrats came up with a wonderful idea. We won't call them taxes. We'll call them fees. Now we can institute all the fees we want to. And, of course, that'll be a housing fee and, fees for everything. But they're not taxes. They're fees. Well, of course, you know, this is simply dishonest and a total violation of the Constitution. But these people don't care about the Constitution. They care about power. Then, of course, we're basically a morally bankrupt society as well. Certainly here in California, we're the center of pornography for the whole world. And, of course, you know, prostitution is rampant. Corruption of officials is rampant. But when you take God out of a nation, when you take morality out of our nation, when you remove prayer and the Ten Commandments from our schools, a generation later, you have a whole generation of people who are inherently corrupt. And, of course, our method of government, our society, according to John Adams, was made for a moral and religious people that wouldn't work for any other. And this is what's happening. As James Madison had said, you know, speaking about the threat of democracies, he said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And we're moving towards a violent death here in California. I'm expecting that there'll be chaos and crisis demonstrations in the streets. We saw this recently in Oakland, where a black man had been shot by a white officer working for BART. The man was down, handcuffed, and the fellow pulled out his gun and shot him and killed him. And of course, then there were immediately demonstrations. They were burning trash cans and overturning cars in Oakland. Here, for the last couple of weeks, the communist radicals were organizing this. But remember, communism is financed here in California throughout the country by the people of great wealth. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold than silver.
Well, Dr. Stan Beck here at the American Freedom Network. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. You agree, you disagree. But I really feel that we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, not only here in California. We saw, of course, the massive demonstration of 700 people out in Oakland, disrupting, burning, turning cars over, burning trash bins. But you have to understand, you don't get 700 people out unless you've got an organization. Somebody organized those people. Somebody whipped them into a state of frenzy. And, of course, you saw the pictures, and they had people up there yelling and screaming. This is all staged. If you don't know how they do this, you need to get our 4-tape set on the battle in Seattle. Remember when they had the demonstrations up there? They were all staged. They brought in professional agitators to actually trigger off the violence, and that's what they're going to do here in America. Why would they want to do that? Why? Very well, that justifies bringing in the troops. That justifies the confiscation of guns. That justifies a military dictatorship in America, and that is exactly what the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Group of 30, the invisible government, what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, that's what they want. Our number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. They have their agents certainly planted with liberal organizations, within the Communist Party and the Socialist Party and the Humanist organizations, within the Liberal Church, but they also have their agents planted within the Conservative Church, or within the Conservative organizations. And basically, of course, they are there to disrupt any effective opposition to what they're doing, and they control the media. They will not allow things like we're talking about here to be discussed. I did an interview last night with a gentleman named Robert Wilcox, who will be a guest here on this station in a week or two. He has spent a number of years researching the story of the murder of George Patton, General George Patton. He talked to the man and has his diaries, the man who arranged for the murder of George Patton. He was operating under orders from William Donovan, the head of the OSS, of course, the precursor to the CIA. I'm sure Donovan was getting his orders from the people at the highest echelons of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Donovan himself was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But you have to understand that they killed George Patton. We have professional assassins. I've actually talked to four of them. I actually just thinking last night, because I always think about L.D. Brown, and I think of Chip Tatum, and I think of Colonel Marvin, all of whom we've interviewed. I didn't actually interview L.D. Brown. I did talk to him, but he wouldn't come onto our program. I think he was, of course, afraid for his life. He was actually hired through the auspices of Bill Clinton, had ties to the CIA. Clinton got him appointed to the, hired as an assassin for the CIA, and he was supposed to kill a drug dealer in Mexico, but when he went down there, it wasn't a Mexican, it was an American there with his family, a man named Terry Reed, who had written a book called Compromised. Clinton Bush, Clinton, and the drugs at MENA Airport, I think was the title. Anyway, Terry Reed had a wonderful article. Who do we have on the line? Who's there? Who's calling in?
My name is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. Listen, I have a question for you. I'm wondering if you ever heard of the book by Dr. John Coleman. I think it was out in the Phoenix Press. It's called A Hierarchy Conspiracy.
Well, I know the his book, The Committee of 300. I don't know the other one.
Yes, The Committee 300, Hierarchy Conspiracy.
Right.
That was the first I ever heard of the things you spoke of. And this is the first I've ever heard on the radio waves of such, you know, in-depth truths I've been told about the called secret government.
This is why I do what I do. I'm trying to get the word out as long as I can.
Absolutely. And is it? And you are just a link, so you're not actually here in Colorado.
No, I'm actually, we have a network. You can go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to us 9 hours a day, not get anything accomplished.
Radio Liberty.
Radioliberty.com, and we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have a weekend program, and of course, we are just listener-supported because there are people out there who agree with us and want to help us. But of course, our message is that it is not simply an invisible government, but there are powerful spirits or forces behind all of these organizations. That is what everybody who's talked about them and written about them has missed.
Right. And your thoughts on some of the things that are in the Book of Revelations in conjunction with today's world and that government?
I think that we are moving rapidly towards the fulfillment of the prophecies. We're moving towards a situation where each of us will be forced to take a mark, or we'll neither be able to be buying or sell. We've got a wonderful 10-DVD series called The Final Countdown, which we suggest people get. It's in two parts, but it really gives you a lot of video clips. It's put out by Pastor Billy Crone. He talks about the prophecies and how these things are all coming to pass today. It's a wonderful series. But I believe that behind everything going on are spiritual forces. I believe that all of these people in the secret societies are descendants of the ancient mystery religions. They have a plan. I believe Lucifer has a plan. I believe God has a plan. And it's
Absolutely.
All coming to fruition now. It's really a very exciting time to live. We are going to perhaps lose everything we have. We may even lose our lives in this, but we know our eternal destiny. That's
absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm just absolutely thrilled to have you, Dr. Stan, bring the truth to the people. And I will certainly log on and certainly advocate in any means that I can to help, pronounce the truth further.
Well, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it.
That's what I need to know.
Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage. We've got all sorts of material, and we're adding to it all the time. We've got tape sets. We've got CD sets. We've got videos, many of them we produced. Others, key DVDs produced by our friends, and books that will help you. But I think the simplest approach, is simply Brotherhood of Darkness. So
absolutely.
To this whole satanic conspiracy. That's
right. Absolutely.
Anyway, God bless. Okay. Thanks so much.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look, and I'm committed to how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg reminds us the current economic times have been tough on many families in our area, and many are finding it hard to make ends meet. Your donation of clothing or canned goods can make the difference for a family in need. Let's do our best to make a difference in our community. That special message sponsored by Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg, always working to keep the community moving in a safe and positive direction. That's Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg. For more information or classes for 2009, including job placement, call 800-852-1243. That's 800-852-1243. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, we always enjoy open lines. Of course, wish we have a few more calls, but when we're doing open lines, it's great to have callers. So we do hope, of course, many of you will go to our website, pull down our November newsletter. That's at RadioLiberty.com. That goes into the background of the financial elite, the Brotherhood of Darkness that runs the world. And then, of course, you need to get my a December newsletter. It'll be hopefully out before long, and we're working on the January newsletter now. You must understand there is an elite that rules our country, and we name a lot of them there in our, at least those that Barack Obama is going to put on his cabinet in our December newsletter. Anyway, of course, we also hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the forbidden secret, and the syllabus that goes with that. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, good morning. Really enjoy your program. I was wondering, on your website, can you get your programs that you do 5 hours a day on your website?
Well, you get 4 hours a day. You have to get the fifth hour listening to this program. But there are 4 hours a day that are there on the website at RadioLiberty.com. And they're,
okay,
there are MP3, they're archived. You can hear them live, you can hear them archived, they're on blog. And then you can get the radio feed to the satellite, and that's 9 hours a day.
Okay, thanks
very
much.
That's my program. Then there's Joyce Riley and a couple of other, Pastor Butch and Chuck Chrismeyer. So we actually have 24-hour a day, of course, satellite programs. And then you can get a lot of DVDs posted. We have our newsletters posted. So it's RadioLiberty.com. Hope you'll go there and get others to go there as well.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in getting the items we talk about, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Well, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And certainly, we have a great talk on the planned police state, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. And if you go to our webpage, we've got talks on all sorts of things. To understand what's going on financially, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. It was given 3 years ago, but you need the talk, and you need, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. What is going to bring down our whole financial system is the collapse of derivatives. You must understand what derivatives are. And, of course, we could solve the problem with the expenditure of a half a trillion or $1 trillion, but they're intentionally not solving the problem. They want the problem. They want to ruin not only our economy, but the economy of the entire world. Why? Because out of the chaos will come the call for a world government. How else are you going to get the people throughout the world to be willing to go along with a world government if
you don't destroy the economy, the governments all throughout the world, the stability of society. And believe me, everything is collapsing. America is the key. We could solve the problem tomorrow. They have no intention of solving it. Henry Paulson got $700 billion in the TARP program, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, to buy up the effective home mortgages or some prime mortgages that have been bundled into bonds. He could have bought them all up, almost all of them, and solved the problem. And whether he did this on his own or he was simply told what to do, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. He has worked for Goldman Sachs, where he amassed $800 million in his private fortune. I suspect he got a call that said, Henry, don't solve the problem. We want this problem. And so Henry called Paulson, gave the money to his friends on Wall Street, and got away with it. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision. Protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.